History Project on February the 25th, 1999. Can I have your full name, please?
Beatrice Mildred Roper.
And how are you usually
known? I was Richards before, you know, my maiden name, and I lived in Dersham all my life.
And they call you Beatrice?
No, they call me Betty.
Betty, right. Is that just a sort of short form of Beatrice?
Yeah.
So have you been sort of Betty for many years? Or?
Yeah. The only person that called me Beatrice was my school teacher. And I used to hate it then.
And so you've lived in Dersham all your life?
All my life, yeah.
And do any other members of your family live here? In the village?
I've got three sons, and he got married, but he lived down Viceroy Close, my youngest one. The other two still live at home.
Right.
There with me. My sister, I had two sisters and a brother. My brother live in the village. He live in Wallace Twite Way now. I've got a sister live up the main road. And my other sister died. And the sister that died, she had four children, and two of them live in the village. You know, one of the daughters and the son, they live in the village.
Right, so you're
so
village
still,
people.
We're still village people, yeah.
You are, yes. Yeah. Now, because you were born here, I want you to go right back in your memory and tell me everything you can remember about your life as a little girl here in Dersham, what it was like and so on. I mean, how far back can you remember?
Well, I suppose we all used to go on a Sunday night. If we'd been good all the week, they used to take us up the common. In them days, there used to be seesaws on the common.
At the end of Heathrow?
Oh. There used to be seesaws. We used to go there on a Sunday night. But on a Saturday afternoon, we had an old pram, and we used to go up the wood. We used to help Mum and Dad saw the wood down, ready for the copper on Monday morning. We used to light the copper, you know, for the linen. In them days, we never had no washing machine. Well, nothing electric, really.
No.
Used to light the old fire and boil all the washing up in the copper on the Monday morning.
Did you have just wood, or did you get coal as well?
Oh, we always had coal for the fire, but we didn't use we used to use wood and burn all the old rubbish, old papers and that. Then in them days they didn't save paper.
No. So it would.
So the old rubbish, old cardboard boxes, you know, like in them days there was Persil, Oxo and Rinsel. Used to burn all that, anything what make the water boil in the copper.
And is that what you used in the copper? Rinsel, Persil?
Yeah, Persil or Oxo.
It was all soap.
All soap powder, no liquid.
No.
Beforehand, we used to have to get the pails and go up along the road and out the front. There used to be a tap on the side of the road. You had to get all the water and carry that all back. And then after the washing was finished, we used to have to empty all the water on the garden.
What, with all the soap?
Yeah, that used to grow. Grow lovely, but you know, and then Dad and every so often would dig it all over, and we used to grow lovely celery and stuff like that on the...
With the rinsel?
Everything went. Yeah. I mean, all old bits of vegetable and everything, that all went in the garden.
Now,
we didn't have dustbin men then.
Did you used to go and get the water on a Sunday afternoon or
No, we Monday weren't allowed morning. To work much on the Sunday. Dad used to get that on a Saturday afternoon, you know, so we'd have enough.
Yeah, because you didn't have time before you went to school on a Monday.
Oh, no.
Right. So when you say you used to do it, where did you live then? Because these houses...
I lived in Sudbury Villa, where that photograph was,
yes,
yeah.
Along
the main road, yeah.
And there weren't that many houses there then, were there?
Well, there was on our side of the road, but on the opposite side of the road there was two fields. Where the flats are now, the Hawthorne Drive was always there.
Right.
But there was no flats, I think. There was two fields. Used to be cows on one field and conker trees, and there was a big pond where they built the flats on top of the pond.
Well, now, which flats are you talking about?
the green, what they call the green, opposite the paper shop.
I'm with you, yeah. Now the paper shop was there then.
Paper shop was there in the smaller, yeah, that was always there.
But did they sell papers then?
Yes, sell papers.
Oh, right.
There was only about 5 books a week. There used to be Hum Chat, Hum Notes, Hum Companion, Woman's Weekly, and Sunday Companion. You know, there was hardly any books. And now they're good by the thousand.
Yeah, and daily papers, I suppose.
Oh, daily papers, yeah. What would it be? The Herald? Used to be the Herald and... Oh, I can't remember. I suppose the Mail and the Express and all that there, but the Daily Herald we used to have, we used to have, like...
Yeah, and people would go and get them in the morning.
Oh, used to come on, yeah, those. And the Radio Times used to be Tuppence then. Inside the door there used to be a rubber mat with Radio Times Tuppence. In old money, that was.
Right. And then there was, your house was further along.
Yeah.
Before Thaxter's.
Yeah.
Now, Thaxter's wasn't there then, was it?
Well, there was. There was a little bungalow, and Mr. Thaxter's mother lived in the bungalow. And then, as time went on, he had his mother's front room and had a little shop there. He used to sell fruit and vegetables and things like that.
Right.
And then eventually he got bigger and bigger, and his mother went to live. He bought the bungalow across the other side of the road.
Yeah.
So then his mother went to live there. Her name was Mrs. Tomlinson. She used to live across the other side of the road, like with Mr. Thaxter's and the children. And then he made it into a bigger shop. He actually got bigger and bigger.
So that original bungalow doesn't exist anymore?
No, that was pulled down eventually to make the shop bigger and bigger and bigger.
Right. And of course then there was Mr. Rankin further along.
Yeah, well that was Mr. and Mrs. Wire lived there, Connie Wire. That was another little shop. That's where we used to get the paraffin for the paraffin stoves.
Ah. Right, because you didn't have much heating then.
No.
So what were the paraffin stoves mainly for?
Well, keep us warm, I suppose. But although we used to cook on the paraffin heaters as well.
There were these old black...
Yeah, well, there were like high ones like that. Well, I suppose you still can buy them, but they'd be collectible now.
They would, the old black ones.
Yeah.
And you'd stand the kettles on
stand
the top.
Stand the kettle on then boil, yeah.
Apart from that, I mean, how did your mum do most of her cooking?
Well, we had a big old black lead kitchen range. And, you know, I used to do the cooking all on the top of the stove. And that used to be a coal fire. We used to have the coal. That was when coal was 5 shillings a hundredweight.
Now, presumably your mum didn't go out to work?
No. No, she didn't go out to work, though.
No, mums didn't, did they?
No.
And what did your dad do?
He worked on the roads.
Right.
And, yeah. Oh, then apart from that, my granny and granddad, they all lived up Chapel Road.
Yeah.
So the Riches have been in... That's why I often wonder why there hasn't been a road named after Riches, because there's been loads of Riches in the village.
Yes.
And there's never been a Riches in the roads.
Now, were the Riches... your family, any relation to the other Riches up Dodds Hill?
Well, they were cousins. There was like Riches down Centre Vale, like Eric Riches, what is now. His dad and my dad were cousins. And I think they were all cousins, distant cousins.
Yeah.
So there's all really relation.
Right. And
the Riches as
so
well.
Your grandparents must have lived here when there was very few houses at all.
Oh yeah.
I mean, did they ever tell you about it?
Yeah, well we used to go up Granny's every Sunday morning, you know, she used to do cooking, and we used to go to the chapel across the other side. She used to live opposite the chapel.
Now, you're talking about the old derelict chapel. Right.
We used to go there because we weren't old enough to go to the church. So we used to go to chapel till we were so old, and then we went on to the church when we was older.
Right.
And in them days they used to have horse and cart, and we used to get the water. There used to be well, and the well water was lovely to drink, a lot better than our water is now. Yeah, I used to, you know, Granny used to get the pail and get the water from out of the well, and we used to have a drink of water. I think the kids used to drink more water then than they do now. Yes,
because it was lovely.
Was the
well sort of opposite the chapel or a bit further up?
No, it was round the back. There's a row of houses opposite the chapel, and the well was round the back because there was about four or five houses in a row, and they all used the same well.
They aren't the cottages that are there now, are
yeah.
they?
Yeah, they're still there.
Right, that go down to the one where they make pottery.
Yeah.
So all of those houses...
They were all still there, yeah.
Right. And
they
your
all
granny still... lived there.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and she used to work up, in her days, they used to work up sailing. They had a little pony and trap, or horse and cart, or whatever you called it. There was hardly any cars.
No, and they couldn't possibly have walked all that way.
Oh, they couldn't walk up sand. They do now, but I mean...
from there, all the way up to work, up there.
No.
So what did Granny do up there?
Oh, she was in the kitchens, in the royal kitchens.
Right. Yeah. And so, did your granddad work for
yeah,
them?
Yeah, he worked there as well, yeah. Well, as far as I know, Granny used to tell us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then your dad worked on the roads?
Yeah.
In Dursingham?
Well, all around, really. They used to go Dock and Sedgwick all over the place.
Right. So you said you used to go across and play up there. What other things did you used to do when you were a little girl?
Well, we weren't allowed to go very far. We used to play on the cricket field, or what the recreation ground they call it now, but we always called it the cricket field.
Right.
That was always the cricket field years ago.
Yeah.
And we always just played there when we come home from school. We had to change all the clothes, the shoes and everything, and put our old ones on and to go and play.
Did you have like three sets of main clothes? Because what you wore to school you didn't wear to chapel.
Well, no, we always used to have a different coat on to go to chapel, yeah.
But there wasn't fashion?
Oh, no. And I, being the youngest one of three girls, I used to have the let-me-downs.
Of course.
If you know what I mean.
Yes.
I used to let the hems down for
that's
me.
That's right, yeah. And the shoes.
And the shoes, oh, well, they weren't very much, didn't cost very much, only about perhaps 2 and 6 a pair.
But children didn't mind in those days.
Oh, no. We wore old plimsolls. No, we had plimsolls years ago. We used to wear plimsolls on, but... We also had to have shoes on when we went to church.
Yeah.
We had the proper shoes on.
But you could go in plimsolls to school?
Well, I can't remember that. I'm not sure about that one.
They would have had plimsolls for games?
For games, yeah. We had plimsolls for games.
Now, what kind of lessons can you remember doing?
Well, we'd done sums. They call it arithmetic now?
Yeah.
That was called sums and geography and... No, I can't remember the lessons that we used to... Oh, we used to do all sorts of... It used to be woodwork and needlework.
Yeah.
And then we used to have one afternoon we had to do knitting for the Queen's Guild when Mrs. Boyce was there. Amy Boyce was she? Yeah, she was Amy Boyce. She used to live down Station Road.
What was the Queen's Guild? Was that like a society of some sort?
Yeah, well, yeah, we had to make blouses and the organzi blouses, that was an organzi blouse. And
really?
We used to make socks.
Knit socks?
Knit socks. You know, big long ones and you know, and... We sometimes used to stretch and then take up the piece and make them to get, because we used to get fed up when we get so far.
Yeah.
We used to stretch them and make them look longer.
And did
but
you?
But then when you took them up there, she used to pull them out sideways and I'd say, another 2 inches, she used to say.
Now, did you knit on four needles round?
Four
and round?
Needles, yeah.
And turn the heels.
Yeah, and turn the heels.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And did you do PE?
Oh yes, we used to do PE. Round. We used to go on the park. We used to go. That's where the Youth and Community Centre is. There used to be a big tree there.
Right.
Well, there was seats. There was a seat all round the tree. We used to sit there and then used to take it in turns going across the park Peter had taken the cross in the Feathers yard.
Yes.
That was always been there.
Yeah. Oh, that yard, the Feathers car park, wasn't it?
Yeah,
that?
But we didn't. We used to have to walk along them houses and go in that little gate with all the animals.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Nearer towards the church.
Yeah.
We had to walk down there.
Right.
And we all had to take our bats and balls and that. We'd play roundies and the boys played cricket.
Now, that thing that is now the Feathers car park, across the road from the school, I mean, what was that then? Was that just grass or a field or was it always a car park?
No, that's something I can't remember. Because there weren't many cars, so I mean...
No, that wouldn't
be a, there wouldn't
no.
be a, that wouldn't
so
be a car park.
So it was probably just the Feathers and then grass.
Yeah, because there's a place, what joined on the car park was our room where we used to go cooking. Used to go over there cooking, see.
Yes,
like,
that's still there.
Yeah.
The Feathers use it now for something.
Yeah, but we used to go down the alleyway of the side of it, so that couldn't have been a car park for the Feathers then, in them days.
And were there little ovens in there for cooking on?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, there was just inside the door there was a big pantry where the old cookery mistress used to keep all the things. And we used to in them days though, you had to take your own food. You know, take all your own ingredients.
Right. Oh, they didn't buy it in and you paid?
Oh no.
So supposing Mum hadn't got it?
Well,
you didn't cook.
You didn't cook, I suppose. The only thing that I can remember the cooking teacher gave us was old powdered milk.
Yeah.
But that used to be nice to eat. We used to eat it because we sometimes pinch a little bit when the cooking mistress weren't looking. And then I used to stick to all the roof of your mouth.
Oh yeah, the powdered milk. I was
thinking
the powdered
milk,
Can you remember having to use powdered egg?
Oh yeah, powdered egg as well. Yeah.
Because that came in during the war, didn't it?
Yeah, powdered egg, yeah.
Now...
Oh yeah, we didn't used to take proper eggs to school. I can never remember taking proper eggs to school. That'd be powdered.
Now, you were how old when the war was on?
Well, now you've done me.
Were you just a little girl then?
I remember listening to the wireless and, you know, well, that'd be
1939 to 45.
Yeah. See, we never had television or anything. We used to have to listen to the wireless.
Yeah.
You see, and then the news had come on and we had to keep all quiet and listen to what the news was, what old Churchill and Montague had done, you know. And then they said that, the war was over and...
And you had a party?
Well, I think we did have a party in Dursland, but in them days, there used to be the Oaks. Up Chapel Road, there's the Oaks.
Yes.
Lloyd Pratt, yeah. And we used to have lovely fates and that.
Oh, yes. Now,
because my sister was a carnival queen.
Was she?
Yeah.
Did she go round on a cart?
I can't remember whether there was a cart. I know they all had to dress up and you know, the parade ran and we all dressed up. We dressed our bicycles up and everything, like we do now, but on a bigger scale.
And did most of the village take part?
Oh, most of the village. A lot more than they do now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Because there was a lot more feeling of being as a community.
Oh, yes, there. Yeah.
So what else did they used to do at that place? Can you remember?
What?
The Lloyd Pratt place.
Well, all I can remember is having fates and, you know, them sort of function. Women's Institute and used to go there a lot, I suppose.
Yeah. So you'd have a carnival procession.
Procession.
What other things did they do on the fate? What different things? Can you remember?
Well, more or less on the same scale, like ringing the bottles. Where they have a wire with a loop on now, that we used to have wooden rings and throw over the bottles.
Yeah.
Half of them didn't go on. But,
what other things can you remember, like when you became a teenager, what were the things that you would enjoy that, whereas today the kids enjoy discos and things, what? were your favourite?
Well, we didn't really go out very far. We used to go on the cricket fields in the evening. We had to be home early. We had to be in by 8 o'clock. Sunday afternoons, we used to go up Mrs. Stanton's, old lady Stanton's.
At the farm, were they on?
No, they was up Sherburne Road. She used to have a room there, what we used to call Bible class. We used to go to Bible class.
Oh, where was that, up on the left-hand side?
Where Gordon Brown lived.
Right.
Yeah, we used to go there and have Bible lessons. Well, we haven't got anywhere else to go. We used to have a party once a year in the church hall. You know, church party. Yeah. If you went to church or chapel, you used to have a party. They always had a party. But bread and jam and cakes, because we had to hurry up and eat the bread and jam while the cakes were then coming round, otherwise you'd miss out.
Oh, you mean they didn't keep them until everybody had finished?
Oh, no, they would take all the bread and jam round, and if you was the last one, if you didn't hurry up and eat your sandwiches, you'd miss out on the cakes.
And who provided the cakes?
I suppose the church people did, you know, all the people.
Oh, so your mums didn't have to send cakes?
No.
Right.
No.
So that would be a party when you're all dressed up?
Oh, yeah, your best dress on.
Can you remember the pictures they used to have here, the cinema?
Oh, yeah, and there used to be the Foresters Hall. It used to be a shilling that go in. Yeah, that, I think they used to have them once a week, but most, they were black and white films, they weren't coloured.
I bet you can't remember any of them, can you now?
Oh, what, Laurel and Hardy and Old Mother Riley and all them sort.
Really?
We used to love watching them, yeah.
And who was the sort of film star of the time, like we have now?
Well, there'd be Arthur Askey, and there's that Lauren Bacall, and
Humphrey Bogart?
Oh, Humphrey Bogart, yeah. All them sort of ones.
And so,
Bing Crosby, Bob Hope.
Oh, The Road to Morocco and all those sort.
Yeah, they was all funny. They never had no, you know, horrible films, not like they do now. They murders and things like that. These were all funny films, yes, that we used to. We was only allowed out for an hour, so I mean, that was all, by the time we got in and sat down. And
yeah, so your parents were fairly strict?
Oh, yeah.
You
were? Well, all kids had strict parents, really.
Yeah.
And when we used to come out of school, one day we'd come along Manor Road. There used to be a dyke all the way along Manor Road, right from the school, you know, right from the Feathers, right to Manor Road. We would put a leaf in at the beginning, and we used to watch the leaves go all the way along the dyke until it got to Manor Road, and then we had to come, and then we was nearly home then.
So that was like a competition, see which leaves would go the
first. And then if we wanted to take, like when the violets and the snowdrops and that, we used to go in the old hall and pick snowdrops and that. Well, they've built over them now, but then and then up Sugar Lane, there used to be a run and water down Sugar Lane, all down the edge there. We used to go and get the pick violets and then come back down Fern Hill.
Right, so, now of course the water still runs down there when the
like a spring,
yes.
Yeah. It's like a little spring.
Yeah, so you'd pick violets.
Yeah.
And you used to bring them and put them in a pot for your mum.
Oh yeah, well usually in a paste jar. Because, I mean, years ago, we used to save every jar. We never threw nothing away, not like they do now. Riv and Whiskers just lost his mum, and he said when he looked at her pantry, she'd got about 50 paste jars, all cleaned and washed, jam jars. She never threw nothing away. Bags of, we used to have tin foil tops on the milk and things like that. She never threw nothing away.
Good gracious. So she'd kept that all
she'd
this
kept
while.
Them all those years, yeah.
Well, I suppose you didn't have much, you didn't buy in much stuff in tins, did you? I mean, mostly it was...
Well, the only things I can remember in tins, like, we used to have eggs perhaps one Sunday, and then another Sunday we'd go, well, we didn't go to, well, we used to go to Kings Lynn, because we used to go on the train. in them days you could take your pram on the train, and we used to go and get lino and things like that off the market, ever so cheap. Bacon joints and
right.
David Griggs in them times, and you know, we used to come back home on the train. That didn't used to cost us a lot, but a shilling on the train.
I suppose that was like a day out.
That was a day out, yeah.
Because the train went and stopped. Where would it stop between here and Lynn?
Well, it used to stop at Wolferdon.
Yeah.
Wootton.
Now, at Wootton?
At Wootton as well, yeah.
So
near the Black Cat.
Right, all right. So the train lines ran round there, sort of round the edge of Wootton.
Yeah.
The Black Cat, yeah.
Yeah, and then they, you know where Strokes is now?
Yes.
Well, the train lines were at the side there.
Yeah, that ran to the docks.
Yeah.
And then mainly into Lynn.
Yeah.
Right, so that was your, like, shopping day out.
Well, we used to, see, beans, we took the pram. We couldn't sit down in the compartments in them days. We'd had to stand in the guard's van.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You couldn't push the pram along with the.
Now the guard had helped you put the pram on the train, and then you stood there because
there were no corridors, were there? Did the train?
There was a corridor, but a lot of people. I mean, there'd be a lot of people go. I'm not sure whether they didn't run every day, but there were certain days that the train ran.
Yeah.
You see, so.
Yeah.
And then we had to walk all the way up Station Road home again, didn't we?
Yes.
In the evening. That's it used to be morning and then come home in the afternoon.
So what did you do about your lunch when you went in? Was there a cafe you used to go?
Well, I suppose mainly we had fish and chips and shared them, sat in the park and that, in Lynn.
Which fish and chip shop was that? The one down Norfolk Street?
I think there was one at the bottom end of Norfolk Street. Now, that was opposite the old, where the post office is now. There'd be a fish up, Bands Fish Up, I think that was, could be called Bands. Nice. And we used to get fish and chips, and then we didn't have to walk very far.
No, to get back to the station.
See, there weren't traffic lights and things like that. We didn't have to worry about the traffic lights.
No. Right.
So
you said your parents hoarded jars.
Oh, what? Well, no, we used to, there used to be somebody come around collecting jars and that. Penny for a pound jar and tuppence for a £2 jar. So we didn't waste.
No.
We didn't waste anything. We saved all jars and everything like that.
You can remember when the railway closed then?
Yeah.
Now, how did you feel about that?
Well, we couldn't go anywhere. We couldn't go to Hunstanton or anywhere. Because we hadn't got no other transport. That was too far to bike.
Weren't there buses then?
Well, there was buses, but we hadn't got the money to pay for it. When we used to go to school, it used to cost us a penny. If we got on at, it used to be Limpets Corner then, if we'd get on at Limpets Corner and get out of the coach and horses, and the school was right on the opposite side of the road, so it used to cost us a penny. We used to come home for dinner.
Yeah.
Because there was no dinners at school then.
And did you walk home across the field?
Oh, yeah, we used to walk home across the fields.
And then have to walk back?
Oh, yeah.
And did you come home walking as well?
Yeah.
So you only went on the bus one direction?
Well, that was only if we had the money to go. You know, we didn't go on there unless we was late.
So a penny was a lot of money? A
lot of money then, yeah. Yeah, I used to get threepence a week in them days when we was at school. Threepence a week.
And what would threepence have bought you?
Well, I suppose we used to buy sweets and things like that. We used to save up because... Especially like in the mart, we used to say, but we perhaps only got to get to the mart, you see, we'd have to pay a, save up enough money for the bus fare.
Yeah, which would be about, what, tenpence, something like that?
I can't remember.
No, it'd be more than that, wouldn't it, to go all the way into Lynn?
Yeah.
And then how much were the rides when you were there?
Fivepence and tenpence. Well, no, there'd be shilling and... Sixpence and a shilling.
The rides were?
Sixpence and a shilling.
What,
about
50 pence
and a pound? And a pound, yeah.
And did they still have Children's Day then?
Oh, yeah, we had a Children's Day, yeah.
And what sort of rides did they have?
They still had the bumping cars and the hurdy-gurdy. You know, the hurdy-gurdy, what's that? The roundabout.
Yeah.
With all the horses going up and down.
Right.
And Yeah. All them sort of ones.
But not like they've got
Well,
now.
Not the new designs that they have now, no.
Yeah.
They have a better, you know, better things now to play with the children do.
So your threepence you'd have, if you didn't save...
So we didn't go.
And did your mum used to make you do jobs to get the threepence?
Oh yes, we had to do jobs. We had to do, you know, do the washing up, taking in turns doing the washing up, dusting. I used to go down the road, that was, I used to go and clean a little old lady's brass, and she used to have a table full of brass. Every Saturday morning, sixpence I used to get.
And you used to have to clean it every week?
Yeah, every week, yeah.
So that was can you remember any other jobs you did to get a bit of money in as you got older? Because I know men have told me that they used to do deliveries for shops and things.
Well, when I was 11, I used to work at the Feathers Hotel. I used to get 7 and 6 a week.
That was quite a lot for an 11-year-old. In those days?
Yeah, I had to work all the week though. And nights, go back after when I leave school, I used to go there night times and help to put the children to bed. You know, bath the children. So
you were like a nanny?
Well, similar, I suppose, to what they are now, but I didn't have the responsibility of the children.
No.
On my own, the mother and all that was there, but I only used to help.
Right.
But then the worst job was I had to buy come in the dark.
Oh yes.
So we then had to save up enough money for the batteries for the front and back lights. Yeah.
Did they not have the little things that fixed onto the wheels?
Well, they used to have dynamos, but yes. I couldn't afford one of them.
Right.
I only had an old back pedal bike, which would be most valuable now. One of them bikes that you pedal forwards, and then you want to pull the brake on, you just pedal backwards. Yeah.
Now, when did you leave school? How old would you be?
I think we were 14 when we left school.
Yeah, and then where did you go for work?
Well, I went to the paper shop.
And have you been there then?
I've been there ever since.
Ever since?
Ever since, yeah.
Ah, my goodness, yes. Yeah. So you've seen some changes in
there? Oh, yeah, I've seen some changes. We went out a little tiny shop, you know, there was only a little tiny shop, and as that expanded. And
yeah, and was it, how many people worked there then?
Well, there's only one. One used to work in the shop then, because I mean, they never had... Yeah, and then as they bought new things, they got more and more staff.
But it was quite a responsibility, wasn't it?
Yeah, but the woman of the shop, she used to, that was Mrs. Rayner, and then I went on from Rayner to Mr. Dilks bought the shop. I mean, Mr. and Mrs. Dilks used to work in the shop. He used to have a betting shop at the back, at the side, and Mrs. Dilks used to help me to serve in the shop. There weren't that many people who used to... You didn't get crowds like we do now.
And you say betting shop, was betting on the horses?
Yeah.
So that was popular for the men then?
Oh yeah, they've always, backed horses, yeah.
Was there any unemployment then? Or did most of the village people have work?
Well, I think most of them, they used to work on Stanton's farm, and then there used to be Lincoln's farm down, you know, over the... Betty Lincoln's husband and all that, they used to have a farm over the station.
Right, so the point...
And then...
What, beyond the other side of the
station?
Yeah.
Yeah, well then in them days, when the peas and all that were ready, they used to be pea picking and things like that. They didn't used to be apple picking, but they used to be beans. We used to go picking beans.
So there was quite a lot of extra jobs for kids was right.
Yeah, well in them days, they were allowed to go. He was allowed to go pea picking.
You'd have time off school for that?
Well, that would all... We all seemed to have a holiday when that was... That
the
was
school holidays days, were based round the picking
season. More or less the picking season, yeah.
That's right, yeah.
So we didn't have to... No, we didn't have so many holidays as they have now.
And it was hard physical work, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But would you say that you were healthy?
Oh, yeah, a lot more healthy, yeah. My dad used to have an allotment down Station Road. He used to have the one nearest the road.
Yeah.
And we used to go down there and help him night times as well. And we used to eat, I mean, there used to be a tap at the bottom. And he used to get a lump of cauliflower or carrots. He'd get what they call a shit, well, that's a pen knife. But he used to say he'd get his shit knife out and just peel a carrot and we'd eat that.
Eat it raw,
yeah.
Best way of having it.
Oh, yeah.
But of course, there was no convenience food then.
No.
I mean, the paper shop, did it only sell papers or did you start selling food?
No, just papers and sweets.
Right.
No, there weren't no vegetables and that. No, then taxes started up the vegetables further down.
About when did the paper shop start selling food items, milk and things?
Oh, I can't remember really.
It would be sort of after the war, presumably.
Oh yeah, way up, yeah. I think really that was only when Michael, well, I mean, I don't know what the Mr. Dilks used to sell, like little tins of milk and things like tins of fruit and that, but that was when they extended the shop.
Yes, and of course there were then a lot of separate little grocer shops, weren't there?
Yeah, because Mrs. Wash used to sell groceries.
And where was that?
Just beyond where Rankin's had it.
Right, yeah. So there was...
And there was Saxton. And there was Rowley Limpet. He used to sell groceries as well.
Yeah, on the corner.
On the corner where the fish shop is now.
Yeah. So really they wouldn't want the paper shop selling stuff as well.
Oh, no.
They...
I think they only used to have tins of milk and things like that in case you run out.
Yeah.
And the paper shop was always open early than what the other shops were.
And... Were you the only shop that opened on a Sunday?
No, they didn't used to open at all on a Sunday. None of the shops did. No. No, they didn't used to open on Sunday. If you didn't get anything on Saturday, you've had it.
So it was really, Sunday was a day of rest?
Sunday's day of rest, yeah.
And
we weren't allowed to do any knitting or anything like that on a Sunday.
Really?
No.
So what, could you go out to play on a Sunday?
Oh, we'd go out to play, but as I say, if we did behave ourselves, we used to walk a lot through the woods up Sandringham and pick wildflowers and things like that. And come home and put them in books and press them in books and that.
Because you had hobbies then, didn't you? Because there wasn't the television.
Yeah.
And was there electricity then? No.
Well, there was electricity, but we didn't have electricity. We had a hanging lamp, a paraffin lamp. You know, used to hang from a chain.
And of course the light wasn't very good, was it?
No, you couldn't see a lot for reading.
So you went to bed when it got dark?
Well, we used to have to go to bed early anyway, about 8 o'clock, I suppose. But I mean, in them days, there was three of us girls. We had Enid Blyton book.
Yeah.
And perhaps a couple of comics. We didn't have a lot, because Mother hadn't got the money.
Were the houses cold, when you remember?
No, we didn't used to... No, we was, Mother always used to have the kitchen range going all the time.
And that probably... Kept the place warm. And I mean, the houses were small.
They were small, yeah.
Yeah. Now, you've seen a lot of changes in this village.
Oh,
haven't
yeah.
You? I mean, you can remember this... How old were you when this area that you're living in now was built, this White Horse area?
What, the council estate, yeah. You mean? Oh. Well, there's somebody lived in here before I had. I've been in here, what, over 40 years.
These were built before over 40 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
And before, this was just, what, fields?
I honestly can't remember them building them, do you know what I mean?
Really?
You know, I just can't bring that to mind when they built, yeah.
Well, can you remember the White Horse Inn?
The White Horse, oh yeah. Oh yeah, we had a lot of pubs then, didn't we? There's the White Horse and the Albert Victor and the old Dumb Cow. Then they pulled the Dumb Cow down and rebuilt it, remodeled it.
So it must have seemed very modern to the village when that happened.
I still call it the Dumb Cow.
Yeah.
You know, if someone come ask me anything in the shop, you forget that's Budgeons, you'll say, well, if you turn right at the Dumb Cow, then they'll say to me, that's not the Dumb Cow, that's not there anymore.
But did the village think the new Dumb Cow pub looked very modern?
Oh yeah.
Because it was so big and different from the rest of the village, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. but that was a stand. If you had met you on the road going to King's Lynn, or coming from King's Lynn, I'll say, you know, they really want to get the dirt and so on. When you keep walking, and when you get to the Dunkay, you're in the village, if you know what
yes,
I mean.
Yes.
That was a place that stood out.
Was,
that,
yeah.
You know, you could, yeah.
So you can't remember them building this estate, even though...
Well, I suppose I can remember them building them, but...
But you didn't really notice?
No, we weren't allowed to come where they were building and
so
that.
So did you move into this house, or did your parents move into this house?
No, I moved in. No, I lived at the Sudley Villa until I got married, and then I went and lived in Meckleburg Cottage. Just
right.
opposite the Gamekeeper's Lodge, which was the old hall then.
Right. Now, Mecklenburg Cottage.
Mecklenburg Cottage.
Mecklenburg Cottage, across the road from the old hall.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a row of cottages going back from there, wasn't there, that took you down to the end of Sugar Lane. Can you remember those old cottages? Were they there then? Because we've got a photograph of a row of old cottages going from Mecklenburg Cottage. For, right, in fact, Mecklenburg, no, because Mecklenburg Cottage, I think...
There was
what was between Mecklenburg and the end of Sugar Lane?
Well, all I can remember, there was Isherwood's, that was Isherwood's garage. Is
what's
where
the garage
is now. There's yeah. the big house... Where
Mrs. Baberstock. Do you mean where Mrs. Vintage 66? Can you remember that?
Oh yeah, the wine shop and all
yeah,
that, yeah.
Yeah.
And there was the wine shop, and then there was the garage, and then there was Isherwood's house.
Yes.
Then Meckleburg Cottage, because that joined on.
To the
on their garden.
Yeah.
Then there's the big house where... Fells live now.
Yeah.
I think that's called Mecklenburg House, I think.
Yes. But what was after that?
The house what is there now. Still there. That's still there.
Because there was a row of little old cottages, so that must have been pulled down a very long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because we've got a photograph of them.
We've got a photograph of them.
And we couldn't think
where
they were.
That's before I can remember them, because...
Yes. That's what your grandparents would have known.
Yes, they would have known it, yeah.
So, what would you say have been the biggest changes you've seen in the village?
Well, they've just done away with all the fields, all the ponds. There used to be a pond round the Feathers. They built on the pond there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a pond opposite the Oaks, which is Clayton Close now.
Yeah.
There was a pond opposite the paper shop.
Yeah, in the middle of the field.
In the, where the flats. They've built the flats on.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you could go for a walk and see the cows and the lambs and all that in the field. You can't now.
Where they built the flats opposite the paper shop, I mean, that when I first came, that was just a field with old ponies in, if I remember. And it was always... As if nobody looked after it.
Yeah, nobody didn't look. They used to put a lot, you know, the sheep on there sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
But
it looked a bit scruffy.
A bit derelict, yeah.
Now, you work at the paper shop right opposite there.
Yeah.
What would you say about the way that's been done?
Well, I didn't like it when it was first being done, but it looks tidy now.
It does, doesn't it?
It looks tidy now, yeah.
And the developer has done them so that they look they, like they're
so parts. You've still got the old Hawthorne cottages are still seen.
Yes, that's
they
right.
Didn't cover them. If they'd have covered them up, they'd have spoiled
yes.
it.
And they built them so they looked as if they were the same sort of houses, didn't they?
Yeah, the same sort of cast stones, yeah. Oh yeah, whoever modelled that, they did model that all right, yeah.
Can you think of any buildings that you think have been, that have spoilt the village?
Well, we all used to love the old the White Horse. Well, they just built shops in there, and I always remember it as the White Horse.
Yes, yeah, as an old
Because house. That was the first... in them days, the old people used to walk up to the pub, and if it was very good, we'd go then, we'd go up then with Dad, and that, and we had a bottle of pop.
So you could go in the pub?
No, we used to stay outside and have the pop.
Really?
We weren't allowed to go in the pub, no. Not in them days.
When you say pop, that was special lemonade?
Yeah, cherryade, limeade, lemonade, orangeade, and they used to be in bottles about, you know, glass bottles.
Because I think all the fathers used to go to the pubs, didn't they?
Oh, most of them did, yeah.
Because that was, there wasn't nothing
They
really
used to up. Meet each other on at the monument, and then walk up.
Yeah.
Some of the old boys would have a bicycle and they would probably be talking so long round the monument, they'd walk up the pub and forget about the bike and leave the bikes behind.
Really?